It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Classes start today in much of the Denver area and in other parts of the state. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Many students returning to school won't be entering buildings. In Denver and Jefferson County, they'll start the school year learning by computer or tablet. Douglas County students will have a mix of remote and in-person learning. Other districts starting back up include Colorado Springs D11, Poudre in Larimer County, and Adams 14 in Commerce City. Most districts are preparing for at least some online instruction. If a student tests positive for COVID-19, classes or entire schools may have to move to all remote learning. And some districts are still working to make sure students have the devices and internet access they need. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Jury trials in Jefferson County begin again today. They were suspended last week when a juror tested positive for COVID-19. Nine News reports the juror was asymptomatic and learned they had the virus after serving in court. Jefferson County's health department says the risk to others is low, but the courtroom was deep cleaned and not used for several days. A group of physicians has filed a federal complaint alleging the CU Anschutz Medical Campus unethically uses pigs to teach surgical procedures. Dr. John Pippin is with the Physicians Committee, which filed the complaint. He says using animals to teach surgery is cruel and can lead to poor technique.
Hardly anybody cares about the ethics of using pigs in particular. If you don't care, then you should at least care if it's being done to have an inferior outcome to the outcome that would occur if you did not use these animals.
CU officials say the surgical program is humane and complies with standards set by accreditation agencies. The Colorado National Guard has a new leader. Brigadier General Laura Clellan takes over as the Guard helps Colorado fight wildfires and with the response to the coronavirus.
In the 160-year history of the Colorado Guard, we have never had a response that's lasted this long. We are at 163 continuous operating days in the response to COVID, and we're still counting.
Clellan is the first woman and the first openly LGBTQ person in the role. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.